Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The great issue that has been brought before this Congress with the new Republican Congress is, are we going to deal with entitlement reform or not? And Republicans came together and proposed a program to make sure that Medicare is sustainable. Paul Ryan was the author of the plan, but almost every single Republican in Congress voted for it. And the world watched to see, okay, are we going to have progress? And the speaker said this is right-wing social engineering. Talk about unreliable at a critical time. He cut the legs out from underneath a very important message. The same was true with regards to cap and trade. This was being battled on Capitol Hill, and the speaker sat down with Nancy Pelosi and spoke in favor of legislation dealing with climate change. He has been unreliable.
There's Mitt Romney with more dirt on Newt Gingrich. You thought, Speaker of the House, what is he talking about? He's not talking about Boehner. No, he's talking about Newt when he was the Speaker of the House. A little dirt, a little digging, a little shot, which is part of the process. But a lot of Americans don't like the process. They don't like the political leadership. They don't like the country's direction. You don't like these candidates, it would appear. A lot of you, according to a couple of different polls out this week, are just plain fed up, and that's probably going to be more reason for a lot of protesting in this country between now and next fall with the election. The presidential race on the GOP side is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with our daily review of a couple of the top 10 items from this week, or for this week, and certainly the GOP race be pretty close to the top of the pile. A number of things happening, including this conversation with Michael Smirkonish. Here he talks to analyst Howard Fineman and David Yepsen about Gingrich's slide in the polls.
Is this the continuation of how this wave of support moved from Bachman to Perry to Kaine to Newt, and it just seems like continual discontent, or is this different?
Well, I think it's different because it's more intense. I think Newt Gingrich, being the famous guy that he is, the controversial guy that he is, excited great acclaim when he managed to survive the beginning of his campaign and became sort of the last man standing. But now he's really in it, talking to our people out in Iowa. And I'm talking about John Ward, our lead reporter for HuffPost, and Todd Richardson, who's the regional editor for our Patch local sites. They're telling me, first of all, that Newt is announcing this afternoon that he's going to go on a 44-city and town bus tour for the last several days of the campaign. I'm sure Dave Yepsen can affirm that when you head on a bus tour for 44 towns, it's not necessarily a strong sign. Newt Gingrich has been pummeled, absolutely pummeled, by at least $3 or $4 million worth of negative advertising from independent PACs, from Ron Paul, and so forth. And what went up in Iowa seems to be really rather dramatically going down, well, big time in a hurry.
David, let's look at the numbers that Howard makes reference to. Newt Gingrich's support in Iowa, and you're close to this, is on a steep downward slide. This is the latest PPP poll, and it's got Ron Paul at 23%, Mitt Romney 20%, Newt at 14%. But 2 weeks ago, it was a different story. At that time, this poll had Ron Paul at 18%, Mitt Romney at 16%, and Newt Gingrich leading at 27%. Meanwhile, the Real Clear Politics trend lines in Iowa from November 1st until today tell the story there. You've got Gingrich making a steady and steep climb until about December 11, and then his support drops off a cliff. At the start of November, Romney was in his low 20% comfort zone. Then he began a slide that didn't turn around until early December. Now he's back in the 20% range. And Ron Paul has had a fairly steady rise in the polls to the point where he's now the front runner. David Yepsen, diagnose what's going on here for Newt Gingrich.
Well, there's an ebb and flow to this for all the candidates. There's a lot of uncertainty in this electorate. Even those people who have made a decision, if you push them, they'll tell you, well, they might be persuaded to change their minds. In the case of Newt Gingrich, I think Howard's right. I think a candidate, Newt, was doing quite well, and he was hit with a tsunami of attack ads and criticisms, and so caucus course took a second look at it. And, you know, I think the thing with the judges that you mentioned, it strikes a lot of caucus course as maybe just is a little bit weird. And so I think that some of the social conservatives are having some trouble with Newt Gingrich. So it fits a pattern what we've seen throughout this entire campaign of a candidate rises, gets hit by something, has a gaffe, and so Newt Gingrich has fallen victim to that.
And what it also shows is how the news media plays this story, and those who are playing in the story, continuing discontent and a disconnect with the public. That's really how we're reading this, we, you and me, I think, The folks like you who are feeling about these lousy choices, no excitement whatsoever. Are you excited about anybody? 800-510-8255. Here's Bill Hemmer talking to Jenny Beth Martin, who's co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, about the straw poll they have conducted.
What was it about Gingrich's pitch that put him over or put him in first place?
You know, we didn't ask why people voted for it. I think that they voted for him. They're looking for the candidate who is going to return fiscal responsibility to our country. And right now, all of the Republican candidates are campaigning on it. And I think if they're making these decisions, they're doing it from a strategic standpoint as to who they think will best be suited to vote to beat President Obama come next November. I think any of the candidates can beat President Obama. So we need to be looking at the candidate who is best suited to restore fiscal responsibility to our country.
I got you. I can understand how that would be especially a priority of Tea Party members. But they voted for Gingrich, but they were most enthusiastic about Michelle Bachmann. Explain that.
That's correct. And again, I think they're probably looking at, okay, when I vote, who is going to be best suited come next November? But they know that Congresswoman Bachmann has been fighting for the same things we've been fighting for nearly 3 years. And they know that she's dependable and that she is a strong fighter.
All right. Do you get the sense that she's making a move right now, or is she making a move that might be too late?
No, I think that what we're seeing with the polls and what you were just talking about, there's been such an up and down throughout all the polls. Not a single vote has been cast yet and won't be for another 14 days. And so we just have to wait and see. I think all the candidates have an opportunity, including Congresswoman Bachmann.
Well, Gingrich came at 31%, Bachmann 28%, and Mitt Romney at 20% in that polling. Rick Santorum was involved, too, right? He finished well behind. Was it 3%, was it?
I think he was a little bit higher than that. And the four that you just mentioned were actually on the call. The other three, Ron Paul, Rick Perry, and Huntsman, were unable to schedule it so that they could be on the call.
Ron Paul got 3% of the vote down there, not Rick Santorum. Steve King is a conservative Republican from Iowa. He carries a lot of weight in the caucuses 2 weeks from today. And he was talking to your members the other night, explaining that there is no perfect selection for the Republican nomination, saying that person does not exist. How did your members take that?
I think that's how most of our people feel. I've heard one person say that she wishes that we could have a Mr. Potato Head and put different components of each candidate together. But we can't. We've got a field of candidates, and we have one vote, and we're going to have to vote for the person we think can best do the job.
So you got a green ear on the right side, and what, you got a pink nose, or what does Mr. Potato Head look like?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Are you going to be okay with that?
Well, it's the way that our system works. And the one thing that I think that I can be very optimistic about is that the people who are involved in this movement and the Tea Party movement around the country after the elections next November, we're not going away. We're going to hold these people accountable and make sure they keep their promises.
What I find interesting is that you're not endorsing anyone. Why would that be?
We're not endorsing because we don't want the government telling us how to run our lives from Washington, D.C. here in Atlanta. And people around the country don't want me from Atlanta telling them how to vote in Indiana or Iowa or New Hampshire. We have brains and we can make our own minds up.
All right. This is Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriot Group. The wide margin that exists, those who are being surveyed continue to discount the election process, say it doesn't work, it's too long, the candidates aren't coming up with good ideas. So we'll pursue that a little bit as we pursue some of the latest thinking from you and yours on those who are GOP contenders or intenders or pretenders. 800-510-8255. Countdown time is quarter past the hour.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all top tire brands. And get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
The GOP and the race for the presidency, who are the contenders and all that stuff. I went through that. Let's listen to Jen Bryan, who's back again on the countdown with one of her callers, about what people want.
Stefan, welcome.
You were just saying how the Republican Party isn't going to let Ron Paul get the Republican nomination.
Yep.
Since when is it up to the Republican Party to say who gets the nomination? It's up to the people that are voting in the primary. It's about democracy. If the people want somebody like Ron Paul to run the country, then we're going to get somebody like Ron Paul to run the country.
Well,
doesn't
I
that
think,
make sense?
Well, no, yes, but
the establishment can't be influencing everybody's opinion so much. We all know what the real truth is. We all know what's happened in Iraq. We know what's happened in Afghanistan. We know what we're going to do in Iran. I mean, really, do we really need more of that? Do we need 20 more years of war? 30 more years of war?
All right, two things. Look what the politicians did to Hillary Clinton. They didn't want her to win that primary. She didn't. Granted, they worked really hard to send a message of Obama out to the people who helped him win the primary.
Absolutely.
Also, there was a whole bunch of fraud that went on. So I am not naive enough to say, well, elections are all about honesty, integrity, and are above board. If the party itself, as well as, and I don't believe the people want to put Ron Paul in the White House. I don't believe that. I think the polls say
you know, something else.
No, only in Iowa.
People do want real change. Well, right now in Iowa, but I think soon enough they're going to stop stifling the Ron Paul message like they have on the media. Now they just can't ignore him. He can no longer be ignored. He makes way too much sense. And you guys spent all your time constantly slamming him. And people are still listening to him. Like, it's incredible. Like, change might really be on the way, and hopefully it won't be in the form of any of the other Republican candidates, because we all know that they're full of crap, and hopefully we won't have 4 more years of Obama to deal with.
Well, no, I agree with you there. No, I don't. Listen, I say some of the things Ron Paul says I totally agree with, but when it comes to his international policy, the idea that, well, we just are hands off is crazy. That's crazy.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. FloridaGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, FloridaGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. FloridaGeek.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, the countdown now focusing again back to our GOP race in this country and who's talking about what. Here's an interesting conversation. Well, you be the judge of that. It's host Matt Patrick with Democratic strategist Bill Miller and Republican strategist Brian Preston about how important it is for Rick Perry to do something in Iowa.
Explain to me why Perry has got to do well in the Iowa caucuses, and he can't wait, say, for South Carolina or New Hampshire.
Well, two things. One, everyone expects the leaders to finish in the top three in Iowa. It's sort of a conventional expectation, if you will. And the second reason is, in New Hampshire, he's going to get clobbered. He will lose. I mean, decisively, it's going to be a terrible state for him. So he needs Iowa to sort of carry him through New Hampshire, which will be a bad experience. And if he doesn't get Iowa and then he has New Hampshire, effectively, he's damaged goods.
Brian, do you agree with that? I mean, can he lose Iowa and still expect to hang on?
You know, I think in most years, Bill would be right. But I think in this year, because the crowd is so, the field is so crowded, and because we've had this flavor of the week dynamic going on every other week, it seems like, in this field this whole year, that Perry could lose in Iowa as long as he doesn't lose badly, as long as he's not destroyed in Iowa.
So what does that mean? Does he have to make the top four, in your opinion, the top three, as Bill suggested?
I think top four would be fine, but he would have to then do better in South Carolina and Florida following that.
And so we're going to just say right now that we know for sure that that Perry is not going to do well in New Hampshire. Is that right, Brian? You don't think he's going to? I mean, Bill suggested he's going to get clobbered. Would you agree?
I think that's probably right. It looks like either Romney or Huntsman are going to win that. Romney probably, and Perry will probably be fifth or sixth, maybe. So yeah, he's not going to do well there.
All right, the 800-510-8255 is the call-in line. Let's listen to CBS radio man Peter Mayer talking to radio host Dave Lee about the polls which show Gingrich dead in the water and Romney seemingly holding his own.
Call it our 2020 poll this morning, Dave, with Gingrich and Romney tied at 20% each among likely Republican primary voters nationwide, not next door in Iowa, but nationwide. But, of course, it does come 2 weeks before. This is all very – 2 weeks before Iowa. This is all very fluid, though. So many Republicans, 80%, in fact, nearly tell us that it's just too early for them to settle. They have not locked in a decision.
Boy, I wonder, Peter, as I see all of the clips showing up of Mitt Romney doing the top 10 with Letterman, which he was very funny, I wonder if that helps him a little bit in any way, a little bump.
Look, I think humor always helps a politician, especially – when, look, frankly, an ugly battle is underway. And that is what's going on for the hearts and minds of conservative voters. In this poll, we found that just a small fraction of Republicans describe themselves as moderate, just a third, fewer than a third of Republicans call themselves moderates these days, and that's why you see such a battle for the conservatives. So, you know, whether it's the President of the United States or, you know, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Gingrich, Bachman, whoever it is, I think humor always helps to humanize.
At what point do we start hearing about vice presidential candidates in the GOP, and does the president concern himself at all with anything like that?
Oh, look, they're very concerned. The Obama campaign, headquartered in Chicago, constantly monitoring and sending out, if you're on Twitter, they're constantly sending out tweets that tweak the Republicans. You know, he himself and his spokesman here at the White House still trying to stay above the fray when it comes to talking specifics.
Right. They're busy planning their vacation. So that takes care of the presidential race. At least a pretty good perspective about what's going on. Half of you who are Republicans are not impressed with any of the candidates running at this point in time, according to the poll. So we've taken care of that. Let's focus on that payroll tax cut extension and the politics involved in that when the countdown continues.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Okay, Elvis, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, check is in. I know, we just built the wooden ducky assembly. But Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Talk Radio in Review, a unique program that airs every day, Monday through Friday, and on the weekend we have our three-hour big wrap-up. Hopefully the station that's carrying this will carry that as well. The selection of hosts is pretty interesting because a lot of the major, probably shouldn't underscore major, a lot of the full-time hosts are on vacation as it's Christmas time, so we have some new voices, new songs to sing, if you will. The payroll tax cut extension on a lot of people's minds. Vicki McKenna is a veteran talker, and she has on with her Congressman John Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin. The House votes to work out a conference with the Senate to try to come to an agreement on the tax cut extension, the payroll tax cut extension. Let's listen.
From what I understand, you have voted on a rule that essentially allows the House to compel itself into conference over this crazy debate that's going on with the payroll tax, unemployment, and tax cuts extension, correct, Congressman?
Yes, we're currently voting on sending the differing bills to the conference. And by the end of the day, the bill will be over in the Senate, and it will be up to Senator Reid to call the senators back to agree to the conference and work out an arrangement. The issue is between a two-month payroll tax holiday versus a one-year payroll tax holiday. And the House Republicans are standing up pretty firmly, saying we ought to do it for a year so that people and employers can do their financial planning. And we've also been advised by nonpartisan experts in the field is that just having a two-month reduction in the payroll tax would create substantial problems, confusion, and costs affecting practically everybody who receives wages and thus pays Social Security taxes.
Yeah, I'm looking at a report from a nonprofit organization called the National Payroll Reporting Consortium, who warned that this is basically what the Senate did is a nightmare in the making. It would be incredibly costly. It could actually result in the loss of jobs simply because some of the companies that would have to process this crazy 2 month extension, it would cost them so much they actually might have to let some staff go. It's just a dumb idea to keep kicking the can. Never mind, you're just going to have to go back in February and debate the same thing over.
Well, I want to look at it from the difference between a two-month extension of the payroll tax holiday and a one-year extension. You know, the thing is there are administrative expenses that are involved in it. But we have to operate on the fact that you don't set tax policy a month or two at a time, because how you are taxed involves a lot of personal financial planning, and it also involves a lot of employer financial planning on whether they can afford to hire workers because they don't know how much taxes they have to pay and how much taxes they have to withhold. What the Senate did was the cop out. They passed the 2-month extension, and they decided to go home.
Well, this is something that shows, again, how, as you look at these polls, upset people are with these people who are there in Washington trying to come up with solutions to problems that they create themselves. Americans, by a 4-to-1 margin, say that Congress and the Senate just don't get it. How about you? What do you say? Take some calls on this in a few minutes. 800-510-8255. Here's host Terry Miners with another congressman named John Yarmuth of Kentucky about the same basic conversation, payroll tax cut extension.
You're still working because they're still wrestling over this payroll tax.
Right. This is, you know, just one of those additional nails in the coffin for congressional approval. Here we had an agreement that was reached in on the Senate. Mitch McConnell was negotiating with Harry Reid in the White House and with John Boehner, and the Senate came up with a negotiated arrangement to, this is regarding the reduction in the payroll tax,
right,
of 2% that we've had for the last year, and extension of unemployment benefits, and making sure the doctors and Medicare didn't take a big cut. And then the Republicans in the House balked and said, we don't want to do that. So now they've come up with this kind of convoluted argument that they want to go to a conference, when, in fact, this is like the 11th hour and 58th minute, and we still don't know who to negotiate with. I mean, it would be fine to negotiate, but John Boehner obviously doesn't have control over his own members here. And so what's going to happen if something miraculous doesn't occur is that starting January 1st, people start paying 6.2% again on their payroll tax instead of 4.2%, and people with unemployment benefits, some of them will see them run out.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, tweeted this, this was tweeted, his quote from his press conference earlier today. The Senate voted to give the American people a $166 tax cut. We voted to give a $1,000 tax cut.
Yeah, well, but we all want this extended for a year. I think the idea of a 2-month extension is a horrible way to make policy. Everybody agrees with that. The fact is that we couldn't come to an agreement, anybody on either side of the Capitol, on how to pay for that that tax holiday. And so what the Senate said was, rather than negotiate those things right up against the deadline, that we'll do a 2-month extension, and that'll give us some time to be rational about it. John Boehner on Saturday said this is a good deal. He told his caucus on Saturday afternoon, this is a good deal, we ought to take it. He faced a revolt, and then he changed position, and now he's trying to dig himself out of that hole and rationalize what we're doing. And, you know, it's pretty clear that there was a deal. It was a bipartisan deal, and he couldn't control his own people. And he wouldn't even bring it up for a vote, because I think he knew that if he brought it up for a vote, it would have passed, and then a lot of his members would have been upset with him.
He couldn't control his own people. Wow. What a way to describe how things are working. Boehner says that he's optimistic the payroll tax cuts and unemployment benefits will be extended despite this stalemate. More politics and more reasons for you not to like what's going on in Congress, right? We'll have some calls on the payroll tax cut. Where do you stand in all of this? 4.2%, 6.2%? What do you stand to gain? What do you stand to lose? And what do you think about the way the system is working? All within the realm of possibility for conversation as we move to the next page here on The Countdown.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil.
And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, letting you know never to do New Year's resolutions. That's right. Never do a New Year's resolution on January 1st. It is absolutely worthless. It'll never get done. In business, people begin planning for the next year around October, around November, and finish those plans in December so that they will be executed in January. You know, in life, we should be doing the exact same thing. I know I do. I know that every October, November, and December, I am writing down my personal goals for the following year and setting those plans and understanding what resources I'm going to need in order to accomplish them. Now, if we do that in business, there's no reason we can't do that in our lives, so that when January 1st comes along, we are ready. We are ready to charge. We are ready to achieve. We are ready to succeed, and we know that we will. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices go through 12/24.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well as we review the news talk issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. This is a serious overview on the air every day for a couple of hours of what's going on. It's like the music countdown shows that have been on the air for years. This program is now in its 14th year of examining what some of the most popular political issue-oriented news talk hosts, stations, ideas are, and the payroll tax cut is on a lot of people's mind. Here's John calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, WAYY.
I'm getting really sick and tired of listening to these people that the rich cannot pay a little bit more. Give them more tax breaks. How do they expect the poor people who's barely making a buy now and then wanting to lose their Medicare and Medicaid? It's ridiculous.
John, what's more ridiculous is you don't have a grasp, and I mean this respectfully, of what the real issue is here. The real issue for most people, when they understand the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, don't suggest that we take money away from those people who are trying to seed jobs in our country or trying to. Sure, there are a lot of people who have a lot of money, but most of them are investing it back in the system through their companies or through investment in companies. So understanding that is an important part of understanding this whole discussion and debate. 800-510-8255. Joe's listening to the countdown in Kentucky.
I like these Tea Party guys slowing down this process. And by the way, you know, Senator McCain, I think he's mistaken. First of all the retirees and the older people, the seniors need to realize, you know, they're cutting this so-called payroll tax. They're cutting the Social Security tax. This is the money that pays for Social Security. Just in this payroll tax holiday, the Social Security, I think, has lost something like, what, $20 billion or $100 billion since it started. That's money that's supposed to go into the Social Security system. So when they say this is a payroll tax holiday, that's that's, it's really the Social Security payment holidays. So people that are supposed to be paying for Social Security. You know, I'm not for tax fairness. I mean, we have 50% of the people in this country don't pay any taxes at all. You know, the rich, they're paying. You know, and but we got 50% of the people in this country don't pay anything at all. I think they need to pay their fair share.
All right, what do you think? 800-510-8255. Thank you, Joe. Dwayne is in California listening to the countdown.
You know, Ronald Reagan, when he took office, the national debt was $1 billion. He turned the people loose in the savings and loan, and he wind up having to print up $800 billion in order to save the monetary system. The same thing happened to Obama when he came into office. He didn't bail out Wall Street. He bailed out the dollar. He bailed out the almighty dollar, because if he hadn't, we would have been in one of the greatest recessions. That it would have been much worse in the 30s. Obama is one of the he's as good a president as President Clinton was, and I hope that the Occupy movement, I hope that they get organized enough before November in order to run a bunch of candidates against these Republicans, because all they are is obstructionists. That teabagger movement, they went out there and become obstructionists in Congress, and that's what happened to the tax bill. And you know, it's a situation where, you know, I hope that President Obama don't blink on this one. I hope he turns around, because I think the man is brilliant.
My God, Bill Clinton, this is the historical reality here. Just to straighten you out, Dwayne, Bill Clinton got us back to zero. When he was president, there was really no debt whatsoever. It was George Bush and Mr. Obama who are wholly responsible for the economic mess that we find ourselves in. And don't kid yourself with some of the other stuff. It may have been Reagan borrowing a lot of money, but Clinton fixed the problem. Kevin, in Texas, you're up next here on the countdown.
Partisanship's on both sides here. I don't think the president has any room to point fingers at anyone else on this. But I'm against it. I'm against the extension. Taxes aren't cut when you're running $1.5 trillion deficit. All that is a future tax. Okay, I mean, let's be clear on that. This isn't a tax cut. This is just the Democrats really trying to move the tax burden more on the upper income and taking it off the poor. I mean, the payroll tax is the one tax that the 48% that aren't paying any income tax, they are paying payroll tax, trying to get the burden off of them and put it on the rich. I mean, that's what he's doing. So I'm against it.
All right. 800-510-8255. Jeff in Virginia, what say you on this?
Everyone needs to take a good look at Tom Colburn's waste report that he issued this week. And they'll understand what the government actually does with our money on some of these ridiculous programs. It's a short piece. I think it's only like 150 pages. But everyone needs to read it. It's the Colburn Waste Report.
Right.
And I found it at ussenate.gov.
ussenate.gov. Sounds like a good read and important for our discussion. Thank you for calling it to our attention, Jeff. Very much appreciate it. Here's Johnny calling from Georgia.
I'm trying to figure out why in the world would the Democrats disagree on the pipeline that's going to create thousands of jobs, and even more jobs as it gets started, to help pay for this tax cut and all this stuff that they're talking about. Why are they pushing back and don't want to pass that? All they got to do is agree to it now, and it'd be a whole year that people wouldn't have to worry. I'm disabled, and if they cut anything else out of my check, I don't know what I'm going to do. I only draw $1,038 a month.
Wow. All right, there's a sad story and a wake-up call. Lots of calls on lots of different things coming up in the next portion of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
D Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, where are we? 53 past the hour. Talk Radio Review this hour with a lot of time being devoted to the payroll tax cut. And just a general overview of how Congress is working. A lot of people want to be heard on this. And this is how the caller situation works here. Many of you call with a point of view on something that we may or may not be into. A lot of times we take the call and we edit it for playback later. And so some of you may hear yourself down the road a bit, but don't be afraid of calling and expressing yourself. We'd like to have all of you, as many as possible, express your point of view, your strong opinions, and back it up with something you've read, like the very helpful call about the Tom Coburn waste report that everybody ought to be reading. I'm looking at it right now. Robert in North Carolina, you're on next with a continuing focus on this tax cut issue debate.
My point is, I'm all for the tax cut, okay, and I'm a veteran also, disabled. So I'm calling about the people that don't get a paycheck every month, you know, or every week. And the people that are solely dependent on Social Security and Medicare. And so why can't they take a page out of a Clinton book and go ahead and tax the rich more, and tax cut, I'm down for that too. But if they tax the rich and at the same time making the tax cut, that would help budget the deficit, because Clinton proved that it worked when he budgeted the deficit. Matter of fact, he's the only president that ever budgeted the deficit.
800-510-8255 as we continue to solicit input from you on various bits and pieces of what the politicians are doing. Here's Eric, a visitor on the phone from California.
People that are doing the insider trading in the Congress throughout the whole entire federal system, there's an easier way to declare if they're doing it right or wrong. They simply, I feel, a conflict of interest. For example, in order to vote on any bill regarding if it's going to upper hand themselves financially, they just need to opt out of the vote. The reason I'm saying this is they simplify it out of San Diego, some of the mayors and what have you, and one particular one had to do with farmland regarding some insects. One gentleman had the farmland, therefore he opted out of the vote. in courtesy of the people not having no conflict of interest. In other words, if anybody's involved in any bill they're passing, it seems quite clear that they shouldn't have any access to any part of them doing their duty. So they need to opt out of the vote. I think that would help quite indefinitely. Instead of tacking massive bureaucracy through the insider trading rules, they simply don't have any say in the issue in itself.
What a great idea, Eric. Thank you for calling and sharing that idea, the way to avoid insider trading charges and some of these other things, which outrage so many people. That's why the approval rating for Congress is down to about 10%. Here's another North Carolinian calling the countdown. His name is Norm.
Basically, the Democrats had total control for almost 2 years, and now the Republicans only had the Congress for 7 months. And here we are blaming the Republicans again. I got to quit playing the blame game, and the Democrats got to get off it and start helping fix the thing. They balked, you know, they blame it on the Republicans for holding things up and doing nothing. Well, we don't have total power like they do. I mean, they got the presidency and they got the Senate. So we're just got to wait until we get a little more help.
Yeah, there's a frequent call from people who think the same thing on both sides of the aisle when that circumstance that he just described exists. Here's Chuck calling the countdown from Tennessee. Chuck, go ahead, please. You're on the air next, live.
Good morning.
Hi.
Just wanted to address the comments the gentleman, I believe he was Kentucky, had when he said John Boehner didn't have control of his people. It doesn't matter whether it's John Boehner on the Republican side or someone on the Democrat side. That's the problem when our young congressmen get up there now. They're already under control of someone, either the lobbyists that have given money in their campaigns or the national party that has sent money down to get them elected. We don't have anybody that ever goes to Congress. The day one they sit down, they have no constraints. And that is not statesmanship. You know, this is control, and that's exactly what they say. He doesn't have control over his people. He does have control over his people. And it's a sad situation that we can't send congressmen and senators up there, freshmen, to have no constraints when they first sit down and try to do business.
So, I'm just curious, how would you rate Congress in a percentile? Are you approve of them 10% of the time? What's your number if you were to pick a number in terms of approving what they do?
I would say that it would have to be less than 10%. You know, my opinion right now is to get rid of every incumbent up there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. Time's up on the